And welcome to another edition of the Valley Talk program on this Monday, May 13th of 2024. And good morning. We are going to be joined today by Crookston High School Activities Director, I guess technically Crookston Middle School as well, Activities Director. And Nate Lebarski joins us now. And well, it's a pretty exciting time. It's the end of school. I'm sure there's an extra energy in the school here this month.
Yep, there's no problem. Kids are Monday through Friday are pretty excited, and especially with the weather when weather changes, you know, kids are excited to be outside and enjoying their weekends as well. So
and you can see some classes will go outside, especially if they wrap up early, let the kids get out and get some of that extra energy out and soak up the sun.
Yep, so. No, they enjoy doing that, and I think the teachers do as well.
Exactly, it's a win for everybody. There's a lot of action at the tennis match the other day, and you hear a lot of machinery going, which is pretty exciting stuff. And the new multi-use athletic complex is being worked on, and boy, are they not wasting any time, are they?
No, they're not. They get set back by, obviously, the rain. We created a couple swimming pools out there for a few days, but I know they were, you know, just to your point, obviously on Friday they were going pretty hard, and Saturday they were working. Sunday, yeah. Even the excavator was working on Sunday too. So, yeah, those guys are certainly putting the time in, and it's fun to see.
Are they caught up, or are they on schedule, or is it too early to really say anything now?
Well, we got an initial timeline, you know, about a month ago, and our new timeline is, you know, we're still set to stay on course for it to be ready to go in September. Okay. So the early part of September, end of August. So that timeline hasn't changed. It maybe got shrunk a little bit by a few days with the weather. But I think that as far as right now, everything's on schedule. We'd really like to see that plumbing permit in our construction manager's hands so we can start working on the utilities. And then From what I hear from them, and probably everybody would understand that once you get that, once they start putting the utilities in, then the action really starts.
Sure.
Back there.
So. The plumbing, well, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but that seems to be an issue here, because the other project at the Highland School had plumbing, getting the permit was for some reason difficult.
Yep, our hope is you know, where they're at, the state is at with permits being filed with them. We are probably about a week out. We were early February when we sent ours in, and they're working early February right now. So, I mean, okay. The hope is any day.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that comes sooner than later. What is, of course, as you said, it depends on getting that plumbing permit, but when could we see maybe turf or track being put in?
I think they're, as far as the timeline goes, and I should probably get you one of those. I mean, you could have one of those. The timeline right now, I think, for turf is kind of the middle of July.
Okay.
Is what they're looking at, middle towards the end of July. Track, kind of the same thing, although track is kind of in two parts, right? There's a cure time of 30 days there. So I think the initial structure of the track around will be probably around that same time period. The nice thing would be, or they don't have to build a bridge over the track, is to let that cure, put the turf down, and then be able to put the final track surface on. That may be around the middle of August, towards the end of August.
And that's the touchy thing with a new track. You don't want machinery, obviously, driving over it at any time, let alone right when you lay it down.
Yeah. So there'll be pieces being put in place at the same time as others. So, yeah.
And as it moves forward, has everything been going well?
Yeah. I mean, the communication between the, you know, construction management group has been wonderful. You know, we will have meetings every week. With the rain, we took a week off because there wasn't really much to report. But no, it seems to be going really well, and I think it should be exciting for everybody that drives by, and it certainly is for our kids too when they walk out to their cars or where they're leaving school. I mean, they're seeing activity back there, and they're excited about it.
So. And there was an area cleared off behind, I would say, to the north of the tennis courts. Is that going to be a parking area, or is that
where the old practice football field is?
Yep.
Initially, it's still going to be a practice football field eventually.
Okay.
Probably not this year.
Okay.
They decided that they were going to, I think, you know, with the overall landscaping, sure. I think was one of the reasons. And then that's where they're going to store the black dirt or everything that they peel off of there. And then they'll pull from there. So,
well, and that's not a bad thing. You'll get a nice level practice field.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that when I saw that. I was like, huh.
There'll be some adjustments to practice football this year, probably. But maybe we'll be able to share a soccer field or something on our premises.
Well, the good news is there's plenty of grass and area up there. So.
Yes. Yep.
And speaking of soccer, they're going to be able to play games. How about practice on the turf? Are teams going to be football, soccer? Are they going to be practicing on the turf, or are they going to be practicing on their on the regular practice?
Yeah, I think we would have some sort of practice on there every day. I suppose it depends on, you know, if the team's playing on grass, if they want to practice a day or two on their grass field. Football, like I said, doesn't have a grass field unless we were to go offsite or to use one of those soccer fields as well. But there will be a practice on there every day, and if everybody wants to use it, because we have lights, we can adjust our times and we can practice, all practice on there any given day.
And with the lights now, does that mean we could see some soccer games at home being played at night?
Absolutely, because it's very helpful in getting officials if you can play soccer at night. It's hard to find officials that can make it, especially late in the fall when the sun starts going down early, to be able to, you can't really start a soccer game much later than 4 o'clock if you're going to play two or play a varsity in a JV after it starts getting dark. So I know in talking to Pelican Rapids, they don't have turf, but they did put lights in on their soccer field, and instantly he had no issues getting officials because, I mean, you can play soccer games later in the day.
So. Yeah, well, and I'm sure the parents will enjoy that, being able to not have to leave work early or anything like that.
So. Yeah, absolutely. It'll be more enjoyable all the way around, I think.
Yeah, and maybe get a few more fans out there as well.
Absolutely.
What else is happening in the activities department at the Crookston School District?
Well, as I'm sure you know, covering games and everything, because of the weather, I thought we were going to have an early spring and have a bunch of games out of the way, which we did early on, and then we got rain in the middle. So now we're sandwiched here with softball and baseball, getting a lot of games in here in the next couple of weeks. And their softball will be wrapping up their season, regular season, and getting into tournament play, and then baseball will be hammered with 4 or 5 games a week for the next couple of weeks, and then they'll get in their tournament. Track is fast approaching as well, and tennis will be in their section tournament
on Monday,
a week from today.
Yeah. Yeah. And softball is a week from tomorrow.
Correct.
Yeah, they start their playoffs, so it's getting to be that time. And as you said, baseball. I know it's tough with baseball to have so many games close, but at the same time, I would rather play when the weather's like this than when it's cold and miserable. So
yeah, for sure. I need to give a shout out to our transportation department because they do amazing things over there. They're probably fairly frustrated with me once in a while, and I'm asking maybe, hey, can we make a change? Or obviously we're changing games, and on top of that we have, you know, with the junior high over there and the middle school over there, we have field trips going on now in the next couple of weeks. And so that puts a huge strain on our transportation department. Those guys do just a phenomenal job for us.
I've heard several coaches say that we have the best transportation director in the state, at least. And I would have to agree. I've never heard of a Crookston activity being canceled because of lack of transportation, where we've had several other schools either have to postpone or move something because of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, even our Envirothon team is going to state, right? So they need a Suburban, and our tennis needs a bus and another vehicle. And how Rick works it, hey, the Suburban will be back in time for golf to take it. You know, those are the kind of things that maybe not everybody sees on a day-to-day basis that, you know, that's Rick's world. I mean, he does a great job. So Rick Niemel and his crew are fantastic.
They are, and it's good to be busy this time of year. As you said, there's field trips, but also you have Envirothon going to state. You have, the playoffs beginning here, and you have all these activities going. And it's nice when they're at home, but you have half your games usually on the road as well. So
yep, that's right. Yep.
Let's talk about, it sounds like Crookston's going to be hosting the Section 8A baseball tournament. Does Crookston High School have much to do with that, or is that more city?
You know, we don't. I mean, I know in talking to Corky and the Baseball Association, and I think that's who Todd Selk is, our executive director for Section 8A, and they were looking at Crookston to host the 8A, which we are not in. We're 8AA. Yep. So the school itself won't have a whole lot to do with it other than if we can provide some help and workers, and we're more than happy to do that. And but I know that we're super excited having it here, showing off Garden Field, which is a phenomenal baseball diamond. And so we're excited, absolutely, to have people in town. The more we can host, the better, I think.
Well, and I know the coaches have been talking to me for at the previous section tournaments for 5-6 years, saying, boy, we'd really like to have it in Crookston. And I think the coaches finally got their wish, and it took a while. But now I think with the grandstand, that really helped to...
Yeah, just being out there with you guys the other night and hosting a a home game and the new grandstand. It was a beautiful night. The field is in, thanks to the city crew, and they get the field in tremendous shape. It's a great place to watch a ball game.
Speaking of hosting events, it sounds like there's a lot of interest when the new facility is built. I've talked to people all over Northwest Minnesota, and I've never seen this much excitement about a facility from other towns and the possibilities of being closer to home for different game, even regular season games, but also tournament games in the future too.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it even last year at the subsection track meet in Ada. Towns were asking, hey, when is it going to be done? Mm-hmm. And when are you going to get the section back for track? We certainly will be putting our name in for that. There's no doubt about that, and we'd love to have it back in Crookston. The thing about Crookston is we're positioned fairly well with the towns that compete in those type of events, and so it's not as much of a drive for most people, and that's probably one of the reasons why they're looking forward to us having the facility that we'll have.
Yeah, we're about as centrally located as you can get.
Yep.
So that's plus it's going to be a new facility, and everybody loves new facilities. So
that's for sure.
Anything else happening with the school winding down? Is there much going on?
No, I think for our spring sports in particular, it was really nice to have our sixth grade, our middle school involved, and they were able to be involved in a lot of spring activities because we didn't have anything else going on for them with the park and rec. They'll have park and rec baseball in summertime, softball, all those things, tennis. But for them to really participate in our school at the high school in the junior high level, spring was their biggest time. Yeah. And they helped with numbers. It seems as though, from what I can tell and what I hear, that they're doing a really good job, even though, hey, they're sixth grade playing with seventh and eighth graders. So that's been a nice transition, a nice add for us this year.
Absolutely. And then it maybe gets them in and involved in the program a year earlier. And it sounded like, did I hear baseball has really big numbers in sixth grade?
They do. Yep. Okay. Yep. And so that's helped our junior high. I mean, our junior high last year, would maybe be able to play one game, if that. Mm-hmm. Now we're playing 2 5-inning games with our junior high, and we have two teams. And so, it's a great problem now for sure.
Oh, and they're getting plenty of the nice thing about baseball, you can play that doubleheader and get everybody some playing time, which is important too,
for sure. So,
especially at a young age.
Yeah, and softball is the same thing. They may use a few kids on the junior high and the JV, but I mean, we've been able to play, depending on how we adjust the games, we've been able to play a junior high, JV, and a varsity in softball.
Which is big to get these kids as much playing time as possible instead of some of them maybe sitting on the bench if you didn't have that offering.
For sure.
So that's new because the sixth graders are at the high school now.
Yep.
So you have that middle school and the high school, so that's why the sixth graders can compete, and only in events that aren't offered by Park and Rec?
In that season. So, like, for instance, winter, we didn't really have any participation because Park and Rec was having hockey. Yeah. CYBA would take care of the basketball. And so we didn't have much youth wrestling as youth wrestling. So they didn't participate there. The one thing to remember is a sixth grader cannot participate in anything over junior high. Yeah.
No matter how good they are.
That is right. And so that's been a little bit of adjustment for, myself and coaches as well, to make sure that, and they've done a good job. But so the bulk of the participation because of the offerings going on during that season has been in the spring for them. Yep.
Well, and that's good to get the kids outdoors and participating, and the numbers, are they seem like they're pretty good as far as percentage goes of students.
You know, yeah, I think they are, and I think they're increasing. It's kind of one of those things where you need to constantly be talking to kids about getting out and participating, and they need a little confidence boost as well, yeah. Whether they're walking in the hallway, whether it's at lunchtime or what have you. I mean, there's sometimes, I don't know if it's this day and age, it could have always been this way, but you know, sometimes kids need a confidence booster or somebody to come up and talk to them about it. Hey, you should really try this or you should try that. I think this will be a huge benefit for our track program to have a track on site as well, because I know there's already talk about possibly running a camp or doing something in the summer times and all that kind of stuff. So you need to, just like your baseballs, your softballs, your other sports, you need to practice it beyond the time where you're competing, right? And so I think all of that lends a hand. And then, of course, having a new facility, people want to try it out. So all those things are helping in participation.
Has it helped with the – well, you won't know until the fall, but football numbers, it sounds like there's going to be a – talking to my son, there's going to be a few more coming out?
It should be. I mean, we're certainly talking to him on a daily basis or a weekly basis, and we'd love to have them – come on, we have certainly some kids that are walking the hallways that would be able to help our football team, and we need them to commit to helping. And football is a strange sport. I saw something on Facebook, and it's Facebook, right? But football is different. It's the time you put in the off season where you're not participating in a game. So it's different. You may play a 7-on-7, you may go to a team camp, but nobody's out there playing like regulation games for football. Yeah. It's about 94% preparation and 6% games. And one of the hard things for kids is that putting all that time in and not being able to see what are we doing this for? why is coach telling us, hey, we have to be in the weight room? Why is coach telling us this? And it's hard until it gets here. Yeah. So, and it's no doubt there, you have to prepare yourself for every sport. Football preparation is a little bit different in that you're preparing your body to be able to go and play in a football game.
And it's one of those things in the weight room, if you are working out in the weight room, it might take, several weeks before you notice that the increase is starting to come. But once they do, they're usually hooked at that point, aren't they?
That's right. Yep. Yeah, we talk about 21 days to make a habit, and so if they can get past that three-week hump, they'll be in good shape.
All of a sudden, they can start lifting more. They feel stronger, feel better.
Yep.
Boys and girls, it's all the same.
Absolutely.
Once you feel that difference, that's easier to be in that weight room all the time.
So. Yeah, and speaking of, we're probably jumping to summer here a little bit, but the weight room, we certainly will have it open as we have in the last few summers. We'll have two weight room times for our older kids, and then we'll certainly have our younger kids in there as well. So we look forward to that. If we need to make more weight room times, we'll do that.
That'd be something you'd be happy to have to navigate.
Absolutely.
Anything else people should know?
No, well, I mean, I think coaches and everybody will be talking to their players about summer things that are going on here before the end of the school year, which is rapidly approaching. So probably within the next week or two, about what they have for summertime plans. And like I said, the weight room will be open, and we'll make sure the gym is open and we can get shots up and all that kind of stuff. So, we'll make sure that we get those out to the kids and probably double check with the parents and make sure they got them as well.
Exactly. Got to do that because sometimes it doesn't get relayed. speaking from experience there. But also, coaches, you have some openings. Has there been some interest there, or how is that going?
There has been some interest. We're going to do some interviews this week for boys and girls basketball. Okay. And so we have some interviews going on here on Tuesday and Thursday this week. So.
Well, there's a few people in the stands. Did they? No, just kidding. Did they apply? No, it's a joke, of course. But it's and how about girls hockey?
We're waiting on some applications for that. We could certainly use some applicants for girls hockey.
So if people know anybody that might be a good candidate, let them know.
Please, I'd love to visit with them.
Well, Nate, thanks. I'd like to thank you and your coaches for everything here in the spring. It gets to be very busy, and especially with all the changes, but hey, it's worked out, and we're getting some good weather finally, so at the right time.
Well, thank you and KROX for all the coverage. We there again, you say our transportation, you know, is talked about, but you guys just know that you're talked about around the area as well as just being superb and covering our activities.
Well, it's I don't know if I would be sitting at home this time of year, I'd be like, this is pretty boring watching the, well, not only Crookston, but all the area athletes. It's whether Crookston's playing, you know, a West Marshall or East Grand Forks or whoever. It's just fun to watch kids representing their communities and their schools and good competition. And it's always one thing we don't have to worry about these teams is they're always playing hard. And especially when Crookston and Eastside or somebody like that plays, we don't have to worry about them playing hard. So,
well, thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you. And hopefully the multi-use athletic complex, that construction will go smooth. And we can't wait. Nice to be see the turf and the track go in. That'll be, I think, when it really hits home.
We will. I've been a little bit behind on updating pictures on Facebook, and we'll get them on our school site as well. Last week was wet, so
yeah,
we didn't
much
have much change. But we'll make sure that we update everybody on with some photos on a weekly basis.
All right. Well, thank you. And, I know we'll talk many times before summertime, but enjoy the rest of the spring and enjoy your summer as well.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. That is Crookston High School Activities Director Nate Lebarski. We thank him for joining us here on the Valley Talk program. We're going to join our World and National News from the Associated Press.